Today's devotional is from Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." And he said, "Go, and say to this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull, and their ears heavy, and blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and turn, and be healed." Then I said, "How long, O Lord?" And he said, "Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is desolate waste. And the Lord removes people far away, and the forsaken pieces are many in the midst of the land. And though a tenth remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak, whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump." We're looking at Isaiah 6 today, perhaps one of the most famous chapters in Isaiah. The first half of this chapter is especially intense, because it's Isaiah's encounter with God. Let's try to imagine what this was like from what we read. First, from verse 1, Isaiah says, "I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple." God is on his throne in heaven, since he is king over everything. He is high and lifted up, and he is so big that the train of his robe fills this heavenly temple. Think of a really big building that you've been in with high ceilings, and now imagine that God is so much bigger that just the tail end of his robe fills the whole space. From verse 2, the seraphim, these angelic creatures, are flying around him, using their wings to cover their faces and feet from him. Seraphim on their own would be terrifying creatures to see, since they have six wings, but here they have to cover themselves with their wings as they praise him. One calls out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The threefold repetition of a word is the strongest way of emphasizing that word. And here it emphasizes that God is holy. He is set apart and unlike anything else. And the seraphim proclaim that the whole earth, everything, is full of his glory. God created the whole earth, and therefore everything has an echo of his magnificence and his nature. A couple years ago, I had the chance to hike in Denver a couple times, and looking at the mountains, trees, and the lakes, the scenery was unreal and breathtaking. That piece of nature was full of his glory. And that's just a fraction of all the earth, which is full of its creator's glory. In verse 4, at the seraphim's call, the foundations shake, and the whole house fills with smoke. Even more signs of God's holiness and glory. Isaiah is experiencing God's holiness with many of his senses: the shaking, the smoke, the hearing of praise from the seraphim, and seeing the Lord on his throne. What is his response? "Woe is me, for I am lost, For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. His first words are, "Woe is me," because he recognizes that he has no business and no right to see the glory of God. He cannot withstand God's holiness. Just like the Israelites at Mount Sinai when God set limits for them, and the seraphim who were covering themselves with their wings. Isaiah calls his lips unclean, as well as the lips of his people. Because how can he, somebody who is limited and sinful, come before this great, perfect, holy God? That's when one of the seraphim purifies his lips by taking a burning coal from the altar and touching his mouth with it. "Behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." Through this action, the Holy Lord atones, or makes reparations for, Isaiah's uncleanness and sin. Altars are where sacrifices are made, and this coal from this heavenly altar cleanses Isaiah. A cleansing from God needed to happen for Isaiah to be able to come before him. The second half of this chapter documents Isaiah's commission from the Lord. Isaiah overhears in the heavenly temple God saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" To which he responds, "Here I am, send me." What a difference in response from Isaiah's earlier response, where he proclaimed, "Woe is me." Having been cleansed and made holy before God, Isaiah is now eager to be used by him. Isaiah makes himself available to God, even before he knows exactly what his task is to be. The message that Isaiah is given is interesting. His message is not, "Hear and understand," but rather, "Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive." And Isaiah is commissioned to make the heart of this people dull. What's going on here? God is basically pronouncing judgment on the Israelites. The people have already had many chances to turn to God, yet they have refused to do that, and they've acted unjustly instead, and full of their own pride, as we've seen from the previous chapters of Isaiah. Therefore, there's not much to do except tell the people to finish what they have already been doing. Otherwise, if they were to open their hearts to seeing and understanding, they would turn and be healed. Like Jesus would do centuries later to the Pharisees, Isaiah is to expose, call out, and even confirm the stubbornness of the Israelites. The result of this hard-heartedness is desolation and ruin for the cities and exile. Verse 13 offers a glimmer of hope when God says that there will be a small group of people, survivors, a remnant, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. My study Bible points out that the Middle Eastern terebinth and oak trees can produce new shoots even when they appear to have been cut or damaged beyond all hope. Of course, this hope will be fulfilled in Jesus, who comes in a hopeless time to bring redemption and healing to all people. We are in a much different situation than Isaiah was in this time, but there are still many similarities to reflect on today. Let's remember the holiness of God, how he is holy, 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 and the earth is full of his glory. Like Isaiah, we have no business on our own to be in God's presence because our sin does not belong anywhere near him. However, God has cleansed us and atoned for our sins through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus. Jesus was our burning coal who cleanses us from our sin. And having been cleansed, we have opportunities to be used by God to do his work. He gives us the option to answer the question, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" We can answer, "Here I am, send me." Our message to others will be one of fulfilled hope in Jesus. like Pastor Ryan shared on Sunday, we have the Missio Dei, the mission of God to show and share his love for all people. So can we accept this commission of God to go on his behalf to his people? Let's start by responding to him today. Dear God, we thank you for this chapter in Isaiah. We pray that, like Isaiah, we would be eager to do your work. God, that we would respond out of being cleansed by you, of recognizing that you have made us holy, that we have been redeemed by you and cleansed by you. Lord, help us to continually say yes to you, Lord, and just every day in the ways that you call us to be faithful to you in our relationships with others and even in our own times when only you are watching. God, may you be glorified. May you be pleased with how we live today. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.